This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Unfortunately, our climate that we're living in right now of consumerism and selfishness, that doesn't give us much room for mercy and for selflessness, because we learn to indulge. It's so easy nowadays to take what you want and just throw what you don't want away and just get something new. So that's why it's very difficult to do that in a marriage. See what I'm saying? You can't do that in a human relationship. We have to really deeply invest our emotions for our spouse. It's a give and take situation, right? With husband and wife, it's a give and take situation. And the other thing that you have to realize is that marriage is not just about ticking boxes or fulfilling the fiqhi requirements. What is my right towards my wife? And what is my right towards my husband? And that's it, just these two and these two. I'm not going to do anything else. It never works that way. Never works that way. Those are just fundamental things. The fuqaha, the jurists, just left everything else to culture and to social norm, social demands. So anything that is not haram and that's demanded, it should be fulfilled by husband and wife. That's very important. Let's say that you had an ideal spouse in mind. Or when you got married with your spouse, he or she has certain flaws. I'm telling you this from personal experience, right? You have an ideal, this is what you wanted, but now you've got a wife, right, or a husband, and they have certain flaws. What are you going to do now? You think if you get another one, they're going to be perfect? Grass is greener on the other side? They're probably going to have this. They may not have certain problems, but they'll have other problems. Every human being is like that. What are you supposed to do? This is what the scholars tell us to do, and I guarantee you that this works. Firstly, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة, that a believer should not despise his wife. For if there is any quality he dislikes, because there's certain qualities that you dislike, there will be certainly others that he will be pleased with. So what is he telling us to do? Focus on the positives. Focus on the good. They will be disliked, but there will be other things. If she talks too much, maybe she's a very good cook though. Right? If she doesn't cook so well, but maybe in every other way, she just makes you so happy. Intimately, intimacy, whatever else. All right? Look at the positives. You see, looking at positives, there's some people, they're just very negative. They always focus on the negative. A lot of people are like that. They always look out for the negatives. Even there's 100 positives and 20 negatives, they'll focus on the negatives. One negative and 10 positives, they'll focus on the negative. I don't know, they just pick it up. They're like business investors. They just see an opportunity. So they see negativity. Don't be like a pig. A pig, when it goes into an orchard, it goes and looks for the rubbish because they're used to that. Be like a nightingale. When a nightingale goes into an orchard, it looks for the most beautiful flower, goes there and sings. Just positivity. Helps a lot. It's not harmful at all. Because if you're going to be constantly negative, you may eventually end up with nobody around you. Because you're going to be constantly negative. Then the second thing that you do is you read the following dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh, our Lord, grant us, this is a Quranic dua by the way, grant us from our spouses and our progeny, our children, grandchildren, etc., those that will gladden our eyes. And make us the leaders of the righteous people. So you know what the benefit there is? The ulama mentioned that if you keep reading this Quranic dua, which is very powerful, slowly, slowly, Allah, and you keep focusing on the positive and not the negative, and I tell you this from experience that this works, Allah will either change your spouse to be all positive, or the negative things, you will be happy to ignore them. They won't matter to you anymore. They won't matter to you anymore. And the positives will satisfy you to such a degree that you will be very happy with them, that you won't, the negatives won't bother you anymore. And I guarantee you that this works if you approach this in this way with a trust in Allah. Because if I'm bothered by somebody who does certain things, for example, there were two vegetables that I could never eat. I could never see myself ever eating them. I would just never eat those vegetables. But I've started eating them recently, and I'm actually started enjoying them now. Human beings have an ability to change. In fact, what the psychologists will tell you about the brain is that every 10 years, couples, every 10 years, undergo a change. It's every 10 years they undergo a change. You would be different when you're 40 from when you're 30. Many, you know, based on your experiences and everything like that.